This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the United States and Russia have the ability to make what he called significant differences in Syria's crisis. He commented Tuesday at the start of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Mr. Putin said the United States and Russia are looking for ways out of the Syrian crisis. The two officials are also expected to discuss the unrest in Ukraine. Here's Mr. Kerry.
Nothing would please us more than to resolve the differences of Ukraine and be able to move forward in the economic front and on other areas of important cooperation.
John Kerry. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said President Barack Obama has told the military of the need to accelerate the campaign against the Islamic State. He said the United States is seeking more help from coalition partners. He spoke to reporters Tuesday before arriving in Turkey. New U.S. political surveys show billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump has gained strength in his race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The polls show an upsurge in support for Trump after he called for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. Meanwhile, Trump and eight other Republican presidential contenders are set to face one another Tuesday in Las Vegas, Nevada, in their final debate of the year. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session, set for Thursday, was called at the request of the United States. It is supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. This will be the first such special session for the group since April. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia announced Tuesday what it called a new Islamic military alliance to fight terrorism. The alliance would include 34 countries and would have an operation center in Riyadh to coordinate military operations. A senior UN official warns that increasingly children are being killed, maimed, and recruited as soldiers and suicide bombers in armed conflicts. Lisa Schlein reports.
Leila Zarugi, the UN Special Representative of the Secretary General for Children in Armed Conflict, notes six ongoing major crises are putting the lives and futures of children at particular risk. She says tens of thousands of children are being killed and maimed, recruited as child soldiers and sex slaves, and forced to commit atrocities, mostly in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, Central African Republic, and in Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved the resolution to end the investigation. The approval Tuesday came after IAEA Chief Yukiya Amano presented his final report on the matter. He said the conclusion was that Iran carried out activities related to developing a nuclear explosive device, but mostly before 2003. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the end of the investigation. The United Nations opened peace talks Tuesday in Geneva in a bid to find a durable settlement to the crisis in Yemen. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed also announced the start of a week-long ceasefire, saying the goal is to make the halt in fighting permanent. It's not clear if Houthi rebels will abide by the halt in the fighting. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting recent elections. A spokesman for Noureddine Adam, who heads a faction of the Seleka militia group, said Tuesday that the Republic of Logone was proclaimed December 14th in the town of Kagabandoro. Meanwhile, CAR residents are waiting for the results of a referendum on a new constitution. Adam had called for cancellation of both the referendum and an upcoming presidential election set for December 27th. The Nigerian army says it has taken into custody the leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. Major General Adenye Oyebode told reporters Monday that Ibrahim Zaki Zaki and his wife had been taken into custody after raids on at least three separate locations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.